for calling Custom Support. My name is Gabriel. How can I help you?
Yes, Gabriel. I just went into my credit card account. I just got off the bank with them. I put in, they had this mixer on Facebook, okay? And if you win, it only costs $5 to put in your account number. Well, I just got hit with a bill for $59.89, and I did it this morning. I'm having my bank wants to know what's going on. They want to put a stop on it. I think that's very rude to do something like that.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
10314.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Denise Lynn.
Can you verify the address for me?
80 Richmond Hill Road, apartment 6P is in Paul, Staten Island, New York, 10314.
Okay. One moment.
I appreciate that.
Okay, because I see you have access to our meal planning app where you can create meal plans based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
No, I never did any of that. Never.
Okay, that was for a chance to win that free kitchen mixer by signing up for our meal planning app.
And it said I won, and all I need is $5. It was only for $5. I said, hey, well, there's 20 of us that did it on Facebook. And now we're all, like, women got it, but they didn't pay $59.89. They paid just the $5. But over here, they took out $59.89. My bank just confirmed it. And we're going to put a stop on it.
I can offer you a 75% refund back into your account.
And what is that going to leave me? That's no. For what?
Okay. And
it's supposed to be just $5. It says it on Facebook. $5. From Amazon. It says Amazon Amazing or something like Amazon something. I'm not in Amazon. I'm not on Facebook right now. I'm in my credit card account. And he said, yes, they took out $59.89. I'm putting a stop on it. I did not want to spend that money. I don't even have it.
Now, I could even give you a refund back of $55, but there will be a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Fine. But what happens with the – do I still get the item?
All right, we only have the meal planning app that you pay for with the $59.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. Definitely not. I'd like a stop on it.
Okay, one moment.
And I'm not the only one calling the bank. He's getting a lot of calls.
Okay, I'm still here, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Be expecting that $55 to be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I hope so. I got the bank on it.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So they'll give me back my money.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. I'll be watching for it. If not, I'm going to call back.
Okay. Well,
and my
thanks
bank's
going to
call. I mean,
yes,
I'm not
ma'am.
Being nasty. It's just that's very unfair to people in my condition right now to have them do something like this. And it's going to be reported because this is crazy. There are like 20 of us that did this. And 3 people are on Social Security and Medicaid. And they did it, and now we're all getting charged this amount of money. Why are they charging me $5 fee? They shouldn't even do that for what they did. They should give the whole refund back. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I thought you hung up on me. No, they should get the whole refund back. They really should, because it's a scam.
Yes, and let me see what I can do for you, okay? Give me one moment.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Give me one moment, okay?
I'm here. Okay.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. Be expecting that full refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Support, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.